Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week, we're talking about the fanged toddler of Old Purcell Road. Now, this is one of those weird ones where you find a lot of resources, but all those resources kind of tie back into each other because it's what's known as a creepypasta. But here's the story. You're driving home on Purcell Road. It's the 1960s and you're out with your friends. It's been a really fun night out. You've been drinking and carrying on, but it's late and it's time to go home. And that's when you see something small in the middle of the road. Is it an animal? No, it looks like a toddler in a diaper and a white shirt with blood all over its mouth. You swerve to avoid hitting the child and almost slip your car. But when you look back, there's nothing there. Your friends swear that it was a toddler and beg you to get out of there. You drive your friends home, but the mystery continues to really bother you. What was it that you saw? Is there a kid back there in trouble? So you drive back to Old Purcell Road, looking for signs of what you might have seen. And while you're driving, your tire goes flat. Swearing, sputtering, you get out of the car and go to change the tire, but when you take out your spare, it's badly damaged and there's no way to fix it. It almost looks like it's been decorated with puncture marks. As it's the 1960s and you have no cell phone, there's really no way for you to call anybody, and you're far out of view from where anyone can see you. So you get back into your car, and while you wait for someone to pass by and help you out, you fall asleep. You think maybe you're sleeping odd, as a sudden pain in your neck wakes you up. But there, standing over you, is a toddler with two long upper fangs, blood on its shirt, and it's still hungry. This is one of those ones that has become really, really popular on the internet as of late. For those of you who don't know, creepypastas are kind of a version of copy and paste stories for the internet. So these are popular stories like Slender Man, Jake the Killer, and The Rake. And while sometimes they tie into true stories or take details from real places, Old Purcell Road is a real place, they usually are kind of strange and are made up by somebody. Like, for example, Slender Man was part of a contest where somebody designed somebody that was kind of creepy and looked like Jack Skellington, and then it spread everywhere and people came up with their own versions. So this copy-paste format usually involves people adding their own spin to things and more information than is really there. Old Purcell Road is one of those fairly lonely stretches of highway that leads from the compact world of the South Side in San Antonio out into the country. So there's not a whole lot going on out there, and there's not really a whole lot of people. The story of the murderous fanged toddler is definitely a local legend, and it's very popular. My favorite aspect of this whole thing, though, is how often you see posted with comments like, "It's real, you can Google it." Well, yeah, you can Google the fact that there's Old Purcell Road, and you can Google the fact that there's a story, but there's not really like a news story or a database or really any information tying back in. And friends, this road has its fair share of tragedies. We've had shootings out there. There was a guy who was attacked with a machete recently where he lost a finger. It was one of the last known sightings of where a mother and child went missing. And those are all like modern stories, modern news stories. Those things are real. Those things have actually happened. But as far as finding a story, like a news article from back in the day or the 60s, sorry guys, there's nothing that pops up for the fanged toddler, but it's certainly something fun to tell for Halloween. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.